Blog Talk Radio. you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of the Way, the Truth and the Life Tabernacle, giving to you what the Lord has said. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And we worship him because of who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah Tisanu. He is Jehovah Shah Sabbath. Glory be to the Lord. What is Jesus to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like the word said, Jesus should be our Savior, our Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos Ramos from The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, your host for tonight on Blog Talk Radio. You can call us at 516-418-5944, and share your comments, your testimonies, or your questions. Glory be to the Lord. For those of you that come on and call, you look for the number sign, and you press the number 1 if you want to talk to the host. Glory be to the Lord. For those of you in the other side of the world, God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. We are an international radio through Blog Talk Radio Station. Glory be to the Lord. And we go throughout the whole world. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid to call. Even if you call us late, I will still answer the phone call. My personal cell number is 772-626-3178. And the church's email is WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. Glory be to the Lord. You could make contact with us via the cell, via the email, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. You just dial 516-418-5944. Hallelujah. Look for the number sign, and you press number 1 to speak with the host. Glory be to the Lord. Today is Sunday, so it's our mystery, Bible mystery day. Glory be to the Lord. Now, I don't want you to be confused. Let me just share with you a little bit of what Bible mystery day it is. There's a lot of words in the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. And to some people, certain events that occur, certain words that are said, seems to contradict each other. But the Word of God does not contradict each other. Jesus said on Matthew 3:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will stand forever. Glory be to the Lord. So when we have a new heaven and a new earth, the Word of God will stand forever. So we're going to trust in God, trust in his word for guidance. So the Word of God does not contradict itself. What happens, brothers and sisters, is when you come across those events, those words that seem to contradict each other, it's actually a mystery. So you have to search a little bit deeper, ask questions of the Bible, and the Bible itself will give you the answer. The Bible gives itself a clarity, definition, and so instead of a contradiction, there is a mystery. We're going to be looking at one of the mysteries today and see if you could come up with the answer. If you do come up with the answer, you call Blog Talk Radio 516-418-5944. Look for the number sign and press the number 1. And if you get the correct answer to the mystery for today, the church will mail you out a free pamphlet of the tabernacle, symbolism in the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant. It talks about the symbolism that points to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Glory be to God. And I carry these with my Bible because sometimes I might be sitting idle somewhere, and I have my Bible with me, and I could look up something about the tabernacle, look it up in the Word of God, and educate myself that way. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring me revelation as to what this is all about. We know the tabernacle is a symbol, is a type of Jesus Christ. Every color, every garment, everything that's in the tabernacle points to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So today's mystery, don't forget, we're here every Sunday at 6 o'clock for the Bible Mysteries. We're here on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock for prayer. And we're here on Thursdays for Bible studies. Same number, same location, same station. Glory be to the Lord. Let us have a word of prayer before we go on with our Bible mystery for today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves and come before you, Lord God, recognizing that only you created the heavens and the earth. We submit ourselves up to you, Lord God, and request, O Father God, that you give us revelation, understanding, knowledge, and wisdom of your word, that we may rightly divide this word, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look upon those people that work on Block Talk Radio behind the scenes, O Father God. We don't hear their voices, but they're out there working hard, Father God, making sure that everything is working correctly. And we ask that you protect the family, Father God, protect them from every harm and danger. Thank you for giving them sweet dreams at night. Thank you for dispatching your angels to protect them in the homes and in the job, Father God, as they look after the doors and the walls and the windows, not to allow any satanic, demonic spirit to come and bother them at all, Father God. Thank you for the protection for them. And Lord God, as they go to and fro work, we ask that you give them traveling mercies, oh Father God. No flat tires, no tickets at all. Nothing, oh Father God, that everything will be well with their soul. And thank you, Father God, if there's one out there who doesn't know you right now as the Lord and Savior, that as they hear the words of the gospel, Father God, that they be drawn by your Holy Spirit, Father God, and be converted. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you today. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Once again, this is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle. Your host this evening on Blog Talk Radio. You can reach us at 516-418-5944. Look for the number sign and press the number 1 if you want to speak to the host. Glory. If you have a testimony, question, or comment regarding the classes today. Today's mystery is, what was our schoolmaster? What was our schoolmaster? If you get the correct answer, we're going to go for certain verses. If you get the correct answer, the church will mail you out a free pamphlet. It's Symbolism in the Tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifice in the tabernacles, and the garments of the high priest. It's good to have with your Bible, so when you have time, you put it into your study packet and you look it up, and it would be very nice, very interesting for you as you learn what the tabernacle is and what it represents. Glory be to the Lord. What is our schoolmaster? Or what was our schoolmaster? Glory. It's each of us as Christians are guided and directed by the Holy Spirit. And the Jewish people had a guide also. We had a guide to direct us and show us the way. And Jesus said, narrow is the way and broad is the way. So which way are we taking? Are we taking the narrow way to God? Or are we trying to take the broad way, which leads to destruction? We should take the narrow way that leads to God. Glory be to and hallelujah. And we just praise God. Praise God for his word. Because his word is not at fault at all. His word is correct. We are told to study ourselves, approve unto God. Our workmen needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory be to the Lord. That's why we study the word. So we have an answer if anybody asks us about the joy that's within us. And if they show us something from the Bible and they say, look, the Bible contradicts itself here and there to show them that it's not a contradiction, but it's a mystery. And if they discover the mystery, and we show them the mystery, they will be blessed, and they could be won over by the Lord. So the mystery for today is, what was our schoolmaster, or what is our schoolmaster? Every one of us, as we become born-again Christians, go through the schoolmaster. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And just like school, when you go to regular school, you know, you learn a lot of different subjects. And even when you grow up, certain things remain with you. Same thing with the schoolmaster. There's a lot of things that the schoolmaster taught us as we were growing up in Christianity. And there's certain things that we keep deep within us. It would never go away. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read the first verse. What stops every mouth? Stops every mouth. And we're going to read that from Romans chapter 3, verse 19. It says, now we know that whatever the blank says, it says to those who are under the blank, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Hallelujah. What stops every mouth from justifying themselves? Well, brothers and sisters, it's very important that you understand, as you are coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we need a Savior. Why do we need a Savior? Because we have broken God's commandments. And the Word of God tells us, you know, that the 10 moral laws tells us where we have broken the law. Like, for instance, if I was to ask you, how many lies have you told in your whole life? Your mouth will be stopped because you cannot say, I have never told a lie. You have to think about the question and answer it correctly, because if you say the wrong answer, you're lying again. And the Word of God will stop your mouth, because the Word of God says that we were of our father, the devil. And the devil was father of liars until we were redeemed by Jesus Christ, and God translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his son, Jesus Christ. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He loves us so much. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory be, glory be. So what stops every mouth? Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, let me give you a little story. There was someone driving a car, and the speed limit was 30 miles per hour. But because there was no one in sight, they thought it to themselves to go a little faster. Yet, what happened was someone turned their vehicle in the wrong direction, and the person driving, the first driver, didn't have time to react. So he crashed into the second vehicle. Something stopped him from going. What stopped him? The crash. The crash stopped him from going on. He was going above the speed limit. Had he gone at the right speed limit, he might have been able to put on the brakes and avoid the accident altogether. Glory be to the Lord. So what was that stopped every mouth? When you try to justify yourself before God, what stops your mouth? Glory be, glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What stops your mouth? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's read the second verse. it says, by it is the knowledge of sin. That is taken from Romans 3:20 and 7:7. 3:20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the blank, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the blank, the knowledge is the knowledge of sin. Hallelujah. And now we're going to go to chapter 7 and verse 7. And the word of God says, glory be to the Lord. What shall we say then? Is the blank sin? Absolutely not. Indeed, I would not have known sin except through the blank, for I would not have known what it means to covet unless the blank has said, you shall not covet. Glory be to the Lord. So by it is the knowledge of sin. Had somebody said, don't become an adulterer, and you looked up adultery, what is it that's stopping you from becoming adulterous like that? What is the moral standard that's in your heart, that's written in your heart, that has given you that knowledge of sin? I'll give you another scenario. You could have been living in the jungles in the Amazon, never read your Bible, but if someone took your wife, you know, you would know that that's wrong. Glory be to the Lord. Why? Because this sin is written in your heart. Whatever is giving you the knowledge of sin, something is giving you the knowledge of sin that's causing you to react the way you do. So we know that whatever it is, it stops the mouth of a sinner. It stops every mouth. And also it gives knowledge of sin, whatever it is. When the Hebrew people came out of Egypt, and God gave through Moses the commandments of Mount Sinai, you know, some of the words that are said, thou shalt not. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Something brought the knowledge of sin. Something brought the knowledge of sin. Through it, we have the knowledge of sin. Through it, we have the knowledge of sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What are we going to say to the Lord? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the third verse that we're going to look at is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. But we know that the blank is good if it's used, if a man uses it lawfully. But we know that the blank is good if a man uses it lawfully. What is it? What is it that stops the mouth of every sinner? What is it that gives knowledge of sin? And what is it that is good if you use it lawfully? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. God is good. He gives us an opportunity to study, to understand the things of the Word of God, and to know His desires. Hallelujah. And the last one we're going to read is found in Psalms 19:7. The blank of the Lord is perfect, converting soul. Hallelujah. So what stops the mouth? What stops every mouth from justifying itself? Or what is it that it gives knowledge of sin? What is it that is good if it's used lawfully? And what converts the soul? These four verses put together will give the answer to the question, what was our schoolmaster? If we go to the main book where you could find the answer about the schoolmaster, it's, you know it. Come on. You're going to find it. Yes. That's right. You're going to find it in the Galatians. Glory be. Glory be. Thank you. Hallelujah. So we're going to read Galatians chapter 3, and we're going to begin at verse 21. So we keep everything in context. Is the blank then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a blank had been granted that could have given life, then surely righteousness would have been by the blank. But the scripture has included everyone under sin, so that the promise of which comes through the faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the blank, confined for the faith that would later be revealed. Therefore, the blank was a tutor in charge of us to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under this tutor. So what was our tutor? What was our schoolmaster? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. The answer is right there, my brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle on Blog Talk Radio. And you can reach us at 516-418-5944. Look for the number sign, and you look for the number 1. Press that if you want to communicate with the host, and you will come on the air. If you have the right answer, the church, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, will mail you out a beautiful pamphlet called Symbolisms in the Tabernacle. The Tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, the sacrifices in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory, glory be, hallelujah. And it's good to have that pamphlet with you in your Bible. So when you have the opportunity, if you're waiting, like, you know, like I give you an example, like sometimes I go to the doctor's office and I have to wait for them to call me. Well, when I take out my pamphlet and I start reading the pamphlet about the tabernacle, I have my Bible with me, so I look up the scriptures that are referenced there. And that helps me to understand the scriptures regarding the tabernacle. It helps me to understand the tabernacle more. And that way I could be, guarded, study myself of the tabernacle. So if somebody asks me, what am I reading? I could show them. I could direct them to the right scriptures. Like when the Holy Spirit told Philip to go join himself to the caravan, that was the eunuch who was a treasurer of Candace, and he was going back, and he was reading Isaiah 53, and he asked Philip, because Philip asked him a question, do you know what you're reading? And the eunuch told Philip and said, how can I know unless someone tells me, is the writer speaking of himself or does he speak of somebody else? Obviously, Isaiah was talking about Jesus Christ. So Philip was able to get on the carriage where the eunuch was and expounded the scriptures and brought forth Jesus Christ. And there was a revelation given to the eunuch, and the eunuch came out and he said to Philip, look, there's water there. What's stopping us from baptizing him? So they got out. Philip baptized him. When the eunuch came out of the water, Philip was already translated. He was raptured. He went to another city to preach to the other people there as the Holy Spirit guided him. And the eunuch went happy because he realized that he came and he received what he came for. He went back to Sudan at that time, and he spoke to Candace and he spoke to everybody else, and he gave them the word. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So what is it that's our schoolmaster, or was our schoolmaster? What stops every mouth from justifying itself? What gives us knowledge of sin? Hallelujah. What is it that is good when it's used lawfully? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And what converts the soul? Glory be to you. Know, a lot of people think my testimony, this and that. No, there is something that converts a soul. It specifically says it in the scripture. So you have to read what the scripture says. And when you put it all together like a puzzle, you're going to come away with the right answer. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to take a couple of minutes and listen to a beautiful song called Anointing. For on us, glory be, hallelujah. Thank you Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you Lord, thank you Lord. Let me read to you our Romans chapter 3 from 1 through 19, so we get the idea of what the scripture is talking about. What stops every mouth? What advantage then has the Jew, or what value is there in circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make God faithless without effect? Absolutely not. For let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your words and might overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness proves the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust in bringing wrath on men? I speak as a man. Absolutely not. For then how would God judge the world? For if through my lie, the truth of God is enhanced for his glory, why am I still judged as a sinner? And why not rather say, as we are being slanderous reported, as saying, and as some affirm, that we say, let us do evil that good may come, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, not at all. For we have previously made the accusation that both Jews and Gentiles are under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. They have all turned out of the way. They altogether become worthless. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they have practiced deceit. The poison of vipers is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the blank says, it says to those who are under the blank, so that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the blank, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the blank is the knowledge of sin. Glory be, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Romans chapter 7, verse 1, and we're going to read that through 7. Do you not know, brethren, for I am speaking to those who know the blank, that the blank has authority over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound to her husband by the blank as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is free from the blank regarding the husband. So then, if she marries another man while her husband is still living, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband is dead, she is free from that blank, so that even though she gets married to another man, she is not an adulteress. Therefore, my brethren, you also have died to the blank, to the body of Christ, so that you might be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions arose by the blank were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the blank, having died to what held us, so that we might serve in newness of spirit and not in old way of the written code. What shall we say then? Is the blank sin? Absolutely not. Indeed, I would not have known sin except through the blank, for I would not have known what it means to covet unless the blank has said, you shall not covet. Glory be, glory be. Okay, we're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to go to verse 1 and read down to 8. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the command of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, to Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace and mercy and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I urged you when I went to Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, so you can command some not to teach any other doctrine or pay attention to empty stories and endless genealogies, which cause debates instead of good, godly edification, which comes by faith. Now the purpose of this command is love from a pure heart and from a good conscience and from sincere faith. From these some have veered off and turned aside unless useless talk. They desire to be teachers of the blank, but do not understand either what they say or what they affirm. But we know that the blank is good if a man uses it lawfully. Knowing that the blank is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, for the unholy, for the profane, for murderers of fathers and mothers, murderers of mothers, for killers, for sexually immoral men, for those who practice sodomy, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and for other things that is contrary to sound doctrine, that is according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was entrusted to me. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go back down to Psalms 19. Glory be to the Lord. In Psalms 19, hallelujah. And we're going to go to number 1, verse 1, and we're going to read down to verse 7. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse shows his handiwork. Day by day they pour forth speech, and night by night show forth knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their boundary line has gone through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and like a strong man rejoices to run a race. Its rising is from the one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end of it, and there is nothing hid from its heat. The blank of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Sanctify the truth in our hearts that we may not sin against it. So the question is, what was our schoolmaster? Or what is our schoolmaster? When we read the verses, the questions are, what stops every mouth from justifying itself? What stops every mouth from justifying? And what is it that by it we have knowledge of sin? What is it that by it we have knowledge of sin? What is it that is good when you use it lawfully? What is it that is good when you use it lawfully? And what converts your soul? What converts your soul? If your testimony converts your soul, what converts your soul? Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory be. On next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, we're going to have another mystery, Bible mystery. And the question is, which feast of the Lord is also known as the bread of affliction? Which feast of the Lord is also known as the bread of affliction? Glory be, hallelujah. That's the question for next week, for the next week's mystery, Bible mystery. Hallelujah. If you know what it says, if you know the question, the answer, you could call Block Talk Radio at 516-418-5944. You look for the number sign and you look for number 1. press that to conversate with the host. Your host is the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle. That's the church. I'm Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. And bringing forth the program on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be to the Lord. On Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we have prayer service from 6 to 7. And we would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us on a prayer service. Once again, if you want to be a partaker, participant of prayer, you look for the number sign and the number one. Press that, and I will acknowledge you, and you could pray, all right? On Thursday evening at 6 p.m., we have Bible study. Glory be to the Lord. And we are studying, is Christianity real? We're going to talk about the confirmation of Abraham and David. Glory be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some other verses. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be, glory be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to end with this beautiful song called Holy, Holy, Holy.
Together with the angels and the saints, we bow.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy.
To declare holy, holy. Kadosh, kadosh. There is none like you, O Lord.
Holy, 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 holy.
Once again, this is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos Jr. of The Way, The Truth, and The Life Tabernacle as your host here on Blog Talk Radio 516-418-5944. Look for the number sign and the number one. Press that to speak with the host. Otherwise, remember, next Tuesday or this Tuesday coming up, we're going to have our prayer meeting from 6 to 7 here on Blog Talk Radio. On Thursday, we have our Bible studies here on Blog Talk Radio. Same phone number, same time, 6 o'clock p.m. And then we'll come back on Sunday for our Bible mysteries next week. Hallelujah. And what feast of the Lord is also considered the bread of affliction? That's what we're going to be looking at next week. Glory be to the Lord. And unto the Lord. Until we see each other again and hear each other again until next week, may the Lord richly bless you.
Lord of glory.